48 hours in Hong Kong. 48 hours in Hong Kong may sound like a short visit, but it will surprise you how much you can see and do. The best way to get the most out of your trip is to plan in advance. Hong Kong has a great public transportation system that is easy to use. The system is called the MTR, which includes the metro, trains, and buses. You can get a card called the Octopus Card at a metro station and use it to travel around. Taxis are another way to get around Hong Kong. Not only are there many taxis everywhere, but they are also quite cheap compared to taxis in other large cities. On the first day of your trip, go up Victoria Peak. At the top of the mountain, you will see beautiful city views. Then have dim sum for lunch. Dim sum consists of many different dishes. It is a great way to taste a little bit of everything. In the afternoon, take the Star Ferry from Hong Kong Island and cruise across Victoria Harbour to Kowloon. There are many markets in this area. Temple Market and Ladies Market are very popular. At 8 p.m., join the crowd that is watching the Symphony of Lights, which is a 15-minute light show around Hong Kong's tall buildings. On the second day of your trip, spend your time shopping at one of Hong Kong's many malls, such as IFC or Times Square. You can also shop at smaller stores in Soho and Sheung Wan as well. Unlike the markets, the prices are set, so you cannot change them. After shopping, try an order of roast goose, which is similar to roast duck. Roast goose is a special dish in Hong Kong. If you want to experience Hong Kong's nightlife, head to Lan Kwai Fong. If not, go back to your hotel for a good night's rest. With careful planning, you can do a lot in just 2 days in Hong Kong.